the form of love of Krishna, Radharani, Radhini Shakti. The main potency of Krishna is Radhini, that which makes happy, makes pleasing. So, eternally connected with Krishna, both cannot be separated. Radha Krishna Pranayabhigati, Radhini Shakti. So, that is coexistent with Krishna. So, sometimes the potency and the owner of the potency become one, and sometimes the bifurcate becomes two and begin their pastimes. Sometimes closest and sometimes far. In Vrindavan Lila we find both divided, and Gaur Lila we find combined. Because one cannot exist without the other. Krishna, the Chit Shakti, Vasudev, Jnana Shakti, the feeler, the enjoyer, and Radharani, the enjoyer, the Radhini, enjoyer and the enjoyer, they are automatically one and the same. Sometimes they come very close, then become Gauranga, and sometimes they divide and they begin their pastimes. That is the meaning of that sloka given by Swarup Damodar, who is considered to be the Lalita Sakhi of Vrindavan, in Vrindavan. That they cannot be thought out separately. Always they are connected. Sometimes very closer and sometimes little far begin their pastimes. In Vrindavan we find they are divided and they are making pastimes. In Navadvip they are combined and searching himself and distributing to others.
By the grace of Guru, one can realize himself. By the grace of Sri Gurudev, one can come to realize himself.
One?
Can come to realize, to understand Atma Samika to the highest degree. And he can find himself in Radha Krishna Lila, or he can find himself in Gauranga Lila?
In both the Lila. But tending more towards one, some group, and some to the tending more towards another, and some in the midway. Three classes amongst them. Some more addicted to the separate pastimes, and some more addicted to the clothes, Gauranga, and some in the middle. Both this side, that side also. This is found. Some wants more to see Gauranga Lila. They are very eager to find Gauranga Lila. When Krishna himself, in the mood of Radha, searching himself and distributing to others, very fond of serving that leader. And another group, when they separate themselves and begin their pastimes, and to help in that affair, another group is more attracted. And there are a third group who enjoys this and that also. Mainly, then there are so many subdivisions.
If somebody is partaking mostly of Gauranga Lila, he said that if somebody is mostly attracted to Gauranga Lila, he is at the same time partaking of all the pastimes of Radha Govinda Lila. They are all also
yes,
in Gauranga.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. In a different percolated way.
In a different?
Just who serves Radharani, he is serving Krishna the best. Do you follow?
Yes.
How? Radharani can render highest form of service to Krishna. So another may not be trespasser between the two. There is a whole Radharani. And his energy will be utilized by the Radharani for the service of Krishna. That man will be best benefited. Can you follow now?
Yes.
Eh? Because his energy, when it comes in the hand of Radharani, is being more qualitatively better and being utilized to Krishna and fetching more gain to that man. Can you follow?
Yes.
So also here, by serving Gauranga Lila, Gauranga Lila, both combined, they can serve the most. And it depends on the sweet will of those both. So it can't be said definitely, because according to their necessity, it will be designed. And it cannot come under law, because they are above law. They are whim. Any moment demanding anything, and that should be supplied. They are not a stereotype, a stale thing under law. Independent. Every second they are having a new demand and a new pastings. Navanavayaman. Every moment new. Ever new. That does not become old. Always above law. And we should not try to bring them under law. That is above law. This is the primary thing we must keep in our mind. That we put them under law and I shall read the law, understand the law, and I shall get them in the cage. It is not like that. All is free. Only we can have a glimpse towards. Some glimpse, some spark towards the whole. That we may expect. Digdarshan, towards this. He is this side. Not within this cage, we can say. So far we can say, this side, Sutivir Bhimigyan, all the revealed scriptures are showing the direction. He is in this direction. That much they can assert. Big philosophers, the theistic philosophers, or scholars, or devotees, they give some glimpse, some ray to us, this side. This direction. Of course, Baladev Vidyabhushan has written when he was singing the grace of Rup Sanatana, that the Rup Sanatana, what type of devotee they were. Hastastha Ratnativat, just as a jewel is within the palm of one man's hand, and he can show it this side, that side, every side in this way. Rup Sanatana, they showed that ecstatic jewel, that transcendental jewel, Radha Krishna in that way. this side, that side, as if a gem in within the fist they could show. By the grace of them, they are so favored of the Supreme Lord that they could do so. Sanatana Goswami, when writing, he says, what am I, a teeny soul? And I am writing about the harem of Krishna, that this queen was this type, this queen, this nature, this or that. What a fallen poor soul I am. Like a dust in the of the earth. And I am dealing, I am giving a description with the beloved queens of Krishna in the harem. But believe me, my friends, someone is forcibly conducting my hand and make me forced to write, not myself. Please believe me, he said. So that is the matter. Kaviraj Goswami also said, Ehi gantha lekhaye more madan mahan. What I am saying here, it is not my, I am like a parrot. The Madan Mohan is forcing me to say I am saying. That is, he expresses himself through them. A quite surrendered soul are instrumental in that affair. He can, Yami Vaishabhata, he can give himself, none else. He can only give himself. Those that are saying about him, they are ultimately saying that. That I am mere instrument, he is doing through me. I can feel. When Mahaprabhu is saying to Rupa Sanatana, he also says like that. Something passing through me to you, Sanatana, I feel that Krishna, as he is in the sound, he is passing through me thought. Some thought is passing through me through some sound and he is embracing you. I do not know the meaning that is passing through me. This way. Vasu vetti no vetti va. Sometimes the guru may not feel what through passing through him to a particular disciple. He may not know. It is also possible. Vasu vetti no vetti va. Vas through which, whom, so many divine scriptures has come, he may not know the full meaning of that. He can control the absolute, everything in his hand. Everything is under his control. He is using A, B, C according to his own will. And they cannot but do so. Mukam karoti vacharam pangum langhayate girim. If he likes, a dumb man may speak, be an orator. Mukam karoti vacha pangum langhayate girim. A crippled man can cross the mountain. Jat kripa, his grace is such miracle. Miracle of all miracles. Adhutakram, his every stride is wonderful. Every movement is beyond our conception and the law. He is such. And we have come to know him, to understand him. We have left everything. Nothing in the world has any charm for us. We want to know that unknown thing, our mania. Our mania, not to search the concrete things what can be had, But what can never be had, our mania is to search after him.
Yeah, I know that.
The unknown and unknowable, Adhukshaja, who always keeps all the senses, that the instruments of knowing under him. Always his existence, always transcending the layer of our understanding. It is his sweet will. Sometimes suddenly may come, appear, and give some impression, I am so, then withdraw. We are helpless. Still our mania to search after him. We may not have, does not matter. Still we must not lose our energy in the search of these so many trashes, so many brickbats and the fossils.
Gurudev, whatever gleans of such a high truth one may have in the past, to remember that it is not good, no?
Sometimes, yes, remembering is also good. And that remembrance also lives on his will. If he likes, he can make him forget everything. That is all right reserved. So we are saved. We, after all, we are aspiring after slavery. After all, we are aspiring after slavery, complete, the position of a complete slave. He may make or mar. He may like, he may, if he is me, if he likes. His position is such, wholesale with him, nothing with me. And only I want that my submission to him. That is the truth. He is all in all, I am nothing, I'll be nothing. Still, I want his consciousness, his association. That is enough for me. That my Lord, that I am connected with some magnanimous, great divine hope. That is all, Krishna Das. More Rakhi Mari Sukhe Thakur Dujan. They have every right at the expense of us. They may enjoy Radha Govind. This should be our aspiration. Let them go on with their pastimes happily, making me or doing away with me. If dealing death to me is necessary for their pastimes, pre-pastimes, I want to go forever. That sort of surrender we should try to have, try to reach to that standard. That he has every right over me. To face me. And we are told by the spiritual scholars that is the highest position of having him. Those that are so much forgetfulness for their past things, really they live in the high order. So much intensity of self-sacrifice comes, takes us nearer to them. So much abnegation, self-abnegation takes nearer to them. Self-surrender takes nearer to them. That is, die to live. Die to live. If you want to have a real life, you will have to die as you can conceive yourself to be ever in this world. all your so-called prospects, you will die, then your real figure will come out in pristine glory. Die to live. So as much as we can, we have to embrace death. Death in connection with Him, of course.
Embrace death, Gurmaras.
Self-effacement. Self-effacement. The renunciation school, they also want to efface them. But that is another thing. That has no connection with the positive truth. They want to retire into darkness. No consciousness. And here, the sacrifice is conscious sacrifice to welcome death for the satisfaction of the universal fastings, the positive connection. This death of the Vaishnava school has got positive background. And the renunciation, self-abnegation of the Buddhist and the Shankara school, no positive background. Not hunting for the satisfaction of the whole, not that, the difference. This death is a positive death, and that is a negative. Positive death. I die for a good cause, just as a soldier dies for the cause of the country. The patrons die for the country, and the gundas, they also die. Selfish quarrel. Both may be brave, but one for some exploitation, because can't exploit it, there is hindrance in the exploitation, he's risking his life. And here, the risk of the cause of the universal freedom is a positive background. Just no death. Death means highest form of emancipation. They rather enter into the most confidential group of the servants. Suicidal squad. Just a suicidal squad. They hold the highest patriotism. So, here the devotees. They are like suicidal squad. They are to be given in time of need for the pastimes. They are ready to be martyred for that. So, in the highest rank, they hold the sadhis, positive. This I go. Yes. Anything else? You?
Hare Krishna shabdotar ortho ta ki
ektu? Hare Krishna sadharanto in ordinary sense Hari in vocative sambodhane Hari Krishna who is attracting through affection, through love, attraction. Krishna means attract, and no means to give pleasure, satisfaction. Krishna, two parts in the world, Krishna. Krishna, meaning who attracts, and no means who in reaction gives some satisfaction. It's Krishna. And Hari means who can deliver us from all environment difficulty. And the whole soul who can capture me, Hari, who can capture me, captivate me, who can swallow me, whole soul, who can embrace me, welcome me, as a part of him, he can accommodate in his family. Vishati tadanantaram tatu man tattatu gatta vishati tadanantaram. And Bhagavate, mattu yada takta samasta karma nivirijatma vichikirsitu me sadhama tattam pasipadya manam umatma bhuyaya ca kalpati. Atma bhuyaya kalpati, he is accepted within my family. Hari, Hari, from the all attraction from outside, and also our inner heart also is captured by him. Hari, Krishna. And Ram means who can please me, please us, Rama, Ramadhat. And Hari, another means Hari Hara. In higher realization, they find Hari Krishna means Radha Krishna. Hara. Hara, who can capture everything. Even Krishna, the mind of Krishna. He is also attracted. So those are negative. He can attract the positive side. He or she can. So her name is Hara. Hara. Who can capture everything, including Krishna. She can attract Krishna by her negative qualification. That means surrender. Surrender to the extreme for the service of Krishna. That is his heart quality. The Hari Krishna means Radha Krishna. Radhi, Radhi Krishna, Radhi Krishna. That means we may not approach direct to Krishna, there we are loser. If, just as if we can get the best benefit of the sun, if we are a little distant, otherwise if we are nearer, we will be burned to ashes. So, our jiva, our position will be in some respectable distance with Krishna, that is behind Radharani. The first predominated principle, negative, is she will be on our front, and from our particular position behind her, then we can get best benefit. Very closer, we can't tolerate, we will be able to tolerate that and to get properly. We will be loser. Adjustment. Question of adjustment is necessary, it is all important. According to my position and the position of the whole, where, in what group and in what service I shall be adjusted in what place. Proper adjustment. Religion is proper adjustment. Sarupa. If I internally am able to serve in the cooking department, but if I go in the dressing department, then I would be loser. According to my capacity, I should be adjusted where the maximum will be, service will be drawn from me. So, Hari Krishna, the highest play is possible between those two, predominating moiety and predominated moiety. Negative half, positive half. and we are on the negative side. And from the back of the negative side, properly adjusted, we can render our highest service and we can derive also our best interest. Am I clear? Huh? What do you say? Hare Krishna. Hare means, in general, Hare means haran karan, paap haran karan, taap haran karan. Hare, haran karan, haro. Emni Hare shabde ane kartha se dictionary te. Jal, paddhan, saap, ane kichu Hare bolte bojai. Kintu ogula uddhishta nai, mool jinishti uddhishta. Mool jinish gote kede hoi, jini saap haran karan, tini Hare. হরণ করবার ক্যাপাসিটি যার খুব অত্যন্ত বেশি, সাধারণভাবে পাপ তাপ এইসব হরণ করেন, চিত্তকে হরণ করেন, আবার তাঁর চিত্তকে হরণ করেন এমনও রয়েছে, সেই জন্যে তাকে নিয়ে গিয়ে ওখানে দেওয়া হয়, তাঁর প্রধান শক্তিকে হরা বলা হয়। এই দিয়ে এটা উচ্চাঙ্গে এই ধরনের অর্থ তাঁরা অনুধাবন করে। Have you any question?
Yes. We have been talking about this Radha and Krishna. Now.
Yes.
So somebody suggested me to like that would be easier to worship Radhika, Radha, than Krishna. That's exactly what you said. it is easier. Than, so how to serve? How to do it?
I can't follow.
He says that someone suggested to him that the worship of Radha is easier than the worship of Krishna. So he's asking how to worship Radha.
Not so easy, but more dignified. More dignified, and also it is in consonance with our personal position. She is also of same nature. She also serving Krishna, and we also servant. So, serving, we shall get more help from her. How to serve Krishna? In that way, it is easy. But it does not mean. That it is easy means direct service to Krishna, that will be more profitable. Not that. But by direct service to Krishna, we rather become loser. And if we do service through Radha, Radhika, then we become gainer. Do you understand that?
But
suppose one is an expert cook. His cooking may satisfy many. And if I go to cook, my cooking may not satisfy others. But rather if I do some subordinate help to a good cook, I help her and she will cook, then my energy will be well utilized. Do you understand? If I go to cook myself, then it will not be better. But if I allow who knows to cook better, well, and I give some supply to that person, then my energy will be utilized more. Proper utilization. My energy will be properly utilized. If I help a best cooker, then I go forward and try to cook because he is the expert and I am not expert. So I will be best benefited by helping another. So Radharani, she can serve Krishna best of any other servitors. And so If I go to serve Krishna direct, then it will be below standard. Rather, if I help Radharani in her direction, we do this and that, and that will be really worthy of service towards Krishna through her, when it will pass through her. So it is more profitable to follow the direction of Radharani than to approach to Krishna for direct service. Indirect service, that brings me more, because by hand of the superior expert, my energy is best utilized. This is the principle. Am I clear?
Yes, very clear.
So Radha Dasya has been recommended, then our direct service to Krishna, it won't satisfy Krishna very much. But if I help Radharani for rendering her service, my energy will be best utilized to serve Krishna when passing through her. Whatever defect is there, she will make it perfect, and my energy will reach to satisfy him very well. This is
that's why our goal is directly Radharani, not Krishna.
Then how to serve Radharani? Krishna, then how to serve
but
Radharani?
That is not very, service of Radharani is not very easily obtained. There must be a transformation in general way towards Krishna. And when we shall be within the area of Krishna's special mercy, then Krishna will adjust us in our proper position. Go there in this way. That will be your Guru Krishna will help us in that matter. I try to secure that particular service in that particular group. That will be best beneficial to you. In general, towards Krishna. Kave sichaitanya more karivena daya, kave ami paiva vaishnava padachaya. By the grace of Chaitanya Dev, then we get the service of Vaishnava. Vaishnava service is more higher. Generally, people may admit the existence of the Supreme Lord. Communication with him. But when he attains some sort of service, then next his attention is drawn towards Vaishnava. When one is have tendency to serve Krishna as God, then he is of lower class. When he reaches middle class, then his attention has come to serve the Vaishnava. By serving Vaishnava, I can utilize my energy best than my attempt to serve Krishna direct. Madhvapta puja bhurika. The service of my servant, that is of higher grade than direct service to me. So generally it is easy to be attracted towards God, but to be attracted towards Guru and other Vaishnava, it is more difficult. And only when we attain some real position, take us into this service world, then only we can revere Vaishnava. Otherwise, some apprehension comes within us. I shall serve my Lord, why another thing will come between us? But afterwards, when really we enter into that domain, we shall feel that real connection, direct connection with God, that will be less productive to me. And if I can see through a Vaishnava, my vision, my attempt will be more realistic. Just as that is a telescopic system. At present I may think that a particular thing under my eye, there is some barrier, the spectacle. The spectacle is enhances the, help me to see more clearly. So in the telescope, many hindrances, glass, many glasses, but they all help us when a distant thing can be seen only with the help of telescope. So the Vaishnava, they have said, Mahaprabhu himself says, Taddasu dasu dasanam dasattam dehi me pahu. Gopi bhuttu padakamalayu dasu dasanam dasam. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. We find that the Vaishnava, they say like this, I am not a direct service to Krishna. In general, but particularly, that is the servant of the servant of the servant. There are so many guardians. They are not various. Vaishnava, so many guru, shikha guru, dikha guru, they are all well-wisher. They are all guardian. They are thinking good of me. So I will be benefited by accepting so many guardians. And they help in different way how we can feel the Supreme Lord. They help us to understand. So though they are a barrier, apparently, but that is not barrier, that helps our sight just like glass. Do you follow? So in general, we may have some attraction towards Krishna, but in particular, when we find special attraction for Guru and Vaishnava, Shikha Guru, we are more elevated. This to understand. So in Bhagavad Gita and many places, Mad Bhakta Nancha Je Bhakta Temi Bhakta Tamamata. Jeme Bhakta Jana Partha Nati Bhakta Kiyase. Jeme
Bhakta Jana Partha
Nati Bhakta Tamamata. Mad Bhakta Nancha Je Bhakta Temi Bhakta Tamamata. If you love me, love my dog. If one can love one's dog, then it is sure that he loves the man more. So, if I regard your son, then you will be satisfied, and the son will be satisfied. But if I try to satisfy you, neglecting your son, then son will not be satisfied and your satisfaction will be less. But if I satisfy, serve your child, then the child will be satisfied, moreover, you will be satisfied more than the direct respect to you. This analogy you may think of. So, I am serving the servant of the Lord. Why? My service, my devotion is so much deep to my master that I can adore his servant also. So to adore the servant of the Lord, that means the depth of my serving temperament towards the Lord is greater. Then I can adore his subordinate and servant.
আচ্ছা গুরুদেব, আপনি যে বলছেন কর্ম অনুযায়ী ফল, ধরুন পূর্বজন্ম পরজন্ম এসে যাচ্ছে, কিন্তু এই জন্মে আমার যে পূর্বজন্মে অস্তিত্ব ছিল বা পরজন্মে থাকতে পারে তার প্রমাণ নেই। ধরুন মাঝে মাঝে কেউ